The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Oh, gosh, it's later than I thought. Ooh, I better get this in the oven fast. Ooh, just in time. Wait, what am I forgetting? Oh, right. I need to pull this top of my dress down just a little bit because he always loves to look at my tits just after he gets home. Hi, I'm in the kitchen. Can you smell what's in the oven? Mouth-watering, right? Daddy, I'm trying to finish dinner. I don't know how I can keep trying to get this ready when you keep rubbing my tits like that through my dress. Oh, of course, I would never tell you what to do. You know, I'm too silly to do more than one thing at a time. And you just get me all excited. Do you want to feel how excited you make me, Daddy? Well, you can just lift up my skirt and... Of course I'm not wearing any panties. I wear them when I go out, but I'm very careful to take them off when it's time for you to come home. Are you going to finger me while I keep cooking? Mm-hmm. Do you want me to suck your cock or finish dinner first? Okay. I'll keep cooking and you can do whatever you want with my body. I want to tell you about my day too, because we share everything, right, Daddy? Well, for breakfast, I ate an egg and some toast. Just like you told me. Of course, I followed your instructions and I only used a little butter and jelly on the toast. Well, after that, you're making my legs tremble again, Daddy. That's not fair. They're already so sore. For my workout, of course. Oh, after I ate breakfast, I went to the gym. Today was leg day, and you told me to be very hard on myself, so I did squats until I couldn't do any more. Did you do that on purpose? Do you like it when my legs tremble when your fingers are inside me? I don't like telling you this, but I think there was a guy who watched me do all of my squats. I tried not to get his attention, but there weren't a lot of people at the gym, and you're right, of course. I shouldn't minimize what I did. I must have been projecting sluttiness in some way if a man looked at me like that. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. but he smiled at me and I ignored him like you taught me. It was very focused on exercise, so it wasn't rude. Do you like it when other men want me, Daddy? Do you like that other men wish I was theirs? I'm sorry. I'm not asking to be bad. I'm actually just worried. You keep talking about how you might share me with your friends for my education, but... Oh, please don't spank me again, but I don't know them, Daddy, and I don't want them to fuck me. I'm scared of what they'll do to me. Well, of course. I'll do it if you tell me. I would do anything you asked, but can I just be yours, Daddy? Okay. I'll be even better for you. I'll learn to do everything you want exactly how you want, and then you'll never want to share me. Even the things that frighten me, even the things that hurt me so bad I can't even think afterwards. I'm starting to enjoy it, though. Even just thinking about all the pain and hurt and humiliation you inflict on me is just it's making me so wet. You were right. When you started training me, I resisted you, but I was just an ignorant little twat. Now I'm a good girl, right? More importantly, I'm your good girl. thank you, Daddy. I'm learning, see? You're always right. I still have to tell you about the rest of my day. Don't get angry, okay? I know you don't like it when I go to the store alone, but... you didn't say I couldn't, right? And I needed to get some things for dinner tonight, and... I was minding my own business, but a man spoke to me. I was so good, Daddy. I wasn't sure I could do it, but I was very respectful, and I did not assert myself in any way, but I didn't lead him on either. He said I had a pretty smile, and I thanked him. No, of course, I knew he just wanted to fuck me and make me impure, but I didn't let him, okay? I told him I had to get home to my daddy right away, and he was very kind and told me to have a good day. He watched me. I mean, I could, like, feel his eyes on me all over me, and I didn't show off my ass or anything. I just walked very carefully, got back in my car, and left. I did okay, right, Daddy? Right? Okay. I'm so glad. And of course, I didn't just go out for no reason. I wanted to get your favorite foods to celebrate, and it's the anniversary of when I finally came to my senses and agreed to be your perfect little girl. Yes, I know you were testing me again, but I didn't forget. I got everything right, I think. I mean, I'm sure I got all the food right, and the baking is done, and the roast is in the oven, but I know that I could have missed something, probably. I know that if you tell me I left something out, then I definitely forgot, because you always tell the truth to your little girl, even if it hurts. Daddy, you're groping me so hard. Please don't tear this dress, too. I mean, don't I look sexy in it? I picked it especially for you. It's black. And off the shoulder, like you like. It's a little tight in the top, but don't you like how it squeezes my tits together? Oh, okay. Let me twirl for you. Did you see how far the hem goes up when I do that? It's almost above my thighs. I would never wear this outside, of course, but this is the kind of view that's only for you, Daddy. So, do you think you look pretty? Thank you, Daddy. Do you think I look prettier than the girls you work with? Well, I guess I'm a little jealous. They get to see you all day, and I have to wait for you to get home. And if they're prettier than me, then why wouldn't you pick them over me? Oh, you're right. Of course. Looks aren't everything. They're very important for... Well, those girls aren't even properly trained or broken. They're impolite and speak when being spoken to. They even talk back to their men and... Oh. Okay, so if you want to sit down, I'll get your food and... What? Oh. Oh my god. I can't believe I forgot about that. Did I really let you leave this morning without sucking your cock? I mean... I remember doing that so clearly, but I do get so confused sometimes, so I'll just trust you. Right now, but you haven't had any dinner yet, and... Okay, sorry, sir. I'll suck your cock right now, okay? I love holding you in my hand. You have me so well trained. Whenever I get on my knees for any reason, I just think about you and I get so excited. You taste so good when you come home from work. I know you like to be clean and shower first, but I'm so lucky to have you like this. Even when I taste some other girl on your cock. Do you want to come down your little girl's throat? I'm pretty thirsty today. You're coming, but I'm doing my best, sir. I'm going as best I can, Daddy. You can, you can always fuck my face if I'm not going fast enough, but you know I don't... Daddy, you're being so mean. I can't breathe. Daddy, please. Thank you. Oh, thank you for letting me breathe, sir. I know I don't have a right to air unless you allow it, so I appreciate it. Of course. You can fuck me. I'm a mess, but Daddy, you don't have to tear my dress open just because you want to see my tits. I'm bending over the counter, okay? That's what you want, right? Right? You want me to keep making dinner? Like this? Okay, but... Oh my god, Daddy. If you rub your cock over my little pussy, I can't think. If you fuck me, I won't be able to. Focus. Good. You're being so rough, sir. You're gonna make it so hard for me to walk tomorrow. Of course. I like it when you hurt me. Yeah, I like it. I know that's how you show me that you love me, but... do you really want to hurt me, Daddy? I don't really know what it did, but I must deserve it if you want to hurt me. It's a really special night, so you can hurt me harder than normal, too. You wanna choke me, sir? You promised to keep fucking me even if I do. I don't mind waking up afraid and tripping on the floor so long as you come inside me. I know I don't deserve it, Daddy, but I need it. You raised me and trained me and broke me, and I need it. Oh, I fucking need it. I can't remember my own name some days, but I know I have to have your cum. So, isn't it fair to use me? And not cum in me? It's not fair. Please. Please come inside me. Yes, come inside me, Johnny. Daddy, I'm trying to, but you fucked me so good. I came so hard, and I have to rest. I'm sorry. Well, thank you. Thank you for helping me get on my feet. Do you ever wonder if this is the only way to live? I'm not questioning you, but wasn't there like a life before this? I mean, like, I remember when things were different. I had thoughts that were different. I remember them so clearly sometimes. I don't try to, but Oh, Daddy, oh, you're right, of course. I don't remember being happy then, just different. If you say I'm better now, then I must be. The only truth that matters is your truth, and my silly memories and eyes and mind always lie to me. Should I go take a shower now, sir? No, Daddy, of course you don't need to wait for me to get cleaned up. I can serve you dinner like this, if you want. I mean, if you want your little girl to look ruined all night, then that's just fine with me, sir. I mean, after all, Daddy is always right.